Welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources.
Because we record these in advance, Jonathan, the audience does not always know, and they shouldn't know, our particular pattern of how we do this, when we record it, or if we've been away for a while.
Yeah.
And in the case of you and me, we have been away 3 weeks. Is that correct?
I think so.
Between you're going to Florida,
yep,
and then
you're going to Florida.
Am I going to Florida? It has been 3 weeks since we have been in this recording studio. So I welcome you back. And you can welcome me back too.
I welcome Cotter back.
Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter. And I welcome Amy J back. Wasn't Amy T here? She was here.
She was.
The chair is empty, so Amy T is no longer here.
Either she left for a meeting or we got raptured and we all left behind.
Well, okay then.
Which is not a good thing.
Okay then.
I'm going to go with a meeting.
All right. So we went with the meeting because if the rapture occurred and we three are here and she's... Nah, I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. Well, we're going to be talking to the Vice President of Southeastern Seminary, but before we do that, we want to thank the sponsor, Midwestern Seminary.
Yeah, the ministry landscape is changing and the need for biblical training is more necessary than ever. And if it's time to get your master's degree, Midwestern's MDiv, their flagship degree program, is the primary track for ministry preparation. At just 81 hours, the Midwestern MDiv offers a complete foundation for full-time ministry leaders, offering everything you need and nothing you don't. You can join other students in vibrant Kansas City as you train in a unique collaborative environment focused on the local church or study online in your current ministry context. Midwestern Seminary is developing a discipleship culture devoted to the local church and committed to God's unchanging word. Why not start your training today and find out more at mbts.edu/mdiv.
Okay, our special guest happens to be my son today, Art Rainer. And Art,
hey,
is,
thank you for having me.
I am glad that you are here, Art. And for the listening audience, I'm watching him on a screen, and he's in Wake Forest, North Carolina. I am in my headquarters in Nashville, but I will be with him at Southeastern Seminary, speaking in chapel and doing one other speaking engagement just in 2 days from now. So I'm looking forward to seeing you, although I just learned that I'm not going to be able to see my three grandsons because they're going to be doing...
But that's okay because you're going to see me, right?
I don't think it works like that, Art. I'm not in the family, but I know enough about it to know that that's not the case.
Hey, so am I the only one on this podcast that has not been to Florida recently?
Sounds that way.
Amy was there just a little while back, I think.
Yeah.
I remember. Maybe in the fall. Was that when you went?
Amy doesn't have the earphones.
I forgot she
doesn't have the
one side of the conversation.
Hey, Amy, Art was asking if you've been to Florida recently.
October.
Yeah, October.
You need to go see your brother.
So I am there. Yeah, Art, I'm the only one.
I mean,
one
if you love your brother,
yeah,
you would go to
there.
Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I want to introduce Art, and I'm going to introduce him in the context of this podcast. Obviously, we have the same last name, so he is my son. He is my middle son. Art is Vice President of Institutional Advancement at the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina. He's authored some books, and I'm going to be talking to him about an upcoming book, but that's not the subject of this podcast. But I do want to hear a little bit about that, as well as his current book that's been released called The Money Challenge. But we'll be talking about that in just in the context of this as well. But Art, your family, in addition to the fact that you have three of my grandsons and you have one of my three favorite daughters-in-law as your wife, Sarah Rainer, really a fascinating situation because in your family it's Dr. Rainer and Dr. Rainer. Your wife has her PhD. She is a psychologist, and you have your doctorate in business administration. And you have gone a route that not many people have gone. You're in a path of the intersection of money, business, and ministry. Give us a little background about how you got where you are. I may learn some things even myself as I'm listening to your pilgrimage.
Yeah, so the journey has been very unexpected. It's one of those journeys that you can only attribute to God and His planning. I immediately went out of college thinking that I was going to be a certified financial planner. That was my goal.
I remember that.
And so I dove right into the banking industry. Got a position with Wells Fargo. Also worked with Chase. And during that time, I pursued my MBA, so Master's of Business Administration. We eventually landed down in South Florida in a place called Weston, Florida, which is probably about 15 to 20 minutes away from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, if you're familiar with that area.
On the edge of the Everglades, too.
On the very edge. You go as far as you can until you hit the Everglades, and you are officially in Weston.
Weston, that's Florida. Right.
And so I was down there actually working for a bank called Wachovia, which has now been bought out by Wells Fargo. And I, admittedly, during that first year, I just grew very unsettled in where I was. And I felt like God was doing something in my life. And I didn't know what it was. And I would talk to Sarah about it. And she would say, well, so you're thinking that you may quit banking. And I said, I don't know. She said, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know that either, which is, of course, very comforting for yeah. her to hear.
I'm sure that goes over well with the wife.
And she was she was finishing up her PhD at the time.
She was a full-time student. And so after about a year of being there, though, I received a phone call one early morning from a guy named Jimmy Scroggins.
Know the name.
He had just become a pastor at a church called First Baptist Church of West Palm Beach. That church is now called Family Church in West Palm Beach. And he said, hey, Art, I know you're down here. I just moved down here and would love for you to come on staff at the church. He said, here's the thing, though. Our church is in a financial mess. So he actually gave me the best sales pitch possible. And that was, they said, hey, Art, I can't guarantee you that you're always going to get paid.
I tell Jonathan the same thing.
But we're going to have a lot of fun trying to turn this thing around. And in God's weird way, that really is exactly what I needed to hear. And it was like a light bulb. If you want to use the term calling, or I just knew it was what I was supposed to do. And I talked to Sarah. She agreed. And so I stepped into full-time vocational ministry at Family Church. Was there for 5 years. God was very good. We were able to, right the ship financially. And of course, the church is doing very well right now. And now I am up at Southeastern Seminary as their vice president for institutional advancement. And I love being up here in Wake Forest, North Carolina, serving the seminary and all of her students. We're a great commission seminary, and it's fun to be able to serve the students that come here literally to go. They come here to go serve their local church, maybe in the state of North Carolina or somewhere around the world. And so it's exciting to be a part of it.
And you're also a layperson, if you will, a volunteer at Summit Church in the Raleigh area, multi-site church in the Raleigh area. And what are you doing with them on the financial end?
So on the financial end, I'm part of their, what's called their stewardship team. So we work and think about how to help our members steward their resources well. A lot of that is on the financial end of things. And so we're constantly thinking about how we can best equip them and help them think about how to use their resources to further advance God's kingdom.
I've known you probably before birth. Couldn't see you, but I knew you even then. And I've watched you go down this path for the last 36 years. Isn't that your age?
That's right.
So for the last 36 years, one thing that has not changed, what has been consistent, is that you've always had a love for the local church. And now we're watching your life, the different parts of your life, intersect with your love for the local church and your passion for healthy finances or healthy stewardship. And that leads us to, Jonathan, the topic of today.
Yeah.
I almost forgot you were over there, Jonathan.
I'm here.
I'm sorry.
Just chilling. I'm good.
The title that I think we're going to expand upon a little bit through a resource is A Simple Step Toward a Better Church Budget.
Yes, and Art mentioned that he's helped several large churches with budgeting and finance, and serving right now with the Summit in Raleigh, Durham. And so today we're talking about how he and really this one simple step can help churches across the U.S. with their church budgets, and a lot of it has to do with Envelope 3. And that's a website and company kind of that Art's launched, and it helps churches, budget better and more wisely and understand where their money's going and what's going on with their money. So, Art, give us just kind of the rundown of Envelope 3 and how that helps churches budget better.
Yeah, Envelope 3 is a really exciting project. One of the questions that I had as a church administrative pastor, so overseeing the finances, the HR, the business end of a church, was how are we doing, and how do we know if we're doing well? How do we do I just simply go down the street to the neighboring church and see how their budget looks? Or is there something else out there? And unfortunately, I couldn't really find anything that answered that question for me, how I could look at other churches and see how we're doing compared to them. And so Envelope 3 developed out of a desire to see churches really put more money toward mission. And so we've created a tool that helps them do this just that. So when you log into to Envelope 3,
when and you become an envelope. That's envelope and the number 3.com.
Yeah. That's correct. That's correct. You're immediately asked to input your budget, and you put put your information into a budget template, click submit. And right away, your budget gets analyzed. So you get some immediate feedback, and you're able to compare your budget to all the other churches that are in there. Of course, you don't see the names of the individual churches, but you can see how you're doing in regards to your missions budget, to your operations budget, to your personnel budget. And so it's a great analytical tool that has been created. In fact, I heard from one pastor who had come out of a secular organization, a very big, well-known organization. And he sent me an email, and he said, "Art, I am so excited about this tool." You see, we had tools like this, actually a number of different tools like this at the organization that I worked for. When I came into the church world, I tried to find something like it, but I just couldn't. And now I have it. Thank you. This is he literally said this is an answer to my prayer. And so it's exciting to hear that, to see the feedback that we're already getting with this particular project.
All right, let's back up a minute. Envelope 3 is a funny name. What's it mean?
That's a great question. Well, many are familiar with the give. So in your personal finances, you're probably familiar with giving generously, saving wisely, living appropriately. Those three different envelopes or three different groupings of how we manage our finances. The church actually has something pretty similar. So we have our personnel category. So that's a category that's very common in all church budgets. Then we also have our operations. And then we also have our missions or our ministry budget. And so Envelope 3, the reason why it's called Envelope 3 is that we really want to see that ministry or that missions budget continue to grow. And once again, the analysis of your church budgets helps you toward that particular end.
Okay, so you have Envelope 1, which is personnel.
Personnel.
Envelope 2, which is facilities, debt. Is that?
Yeah.
Operations.
Operations. Correct. And then Envelope 3 is missions, ministry.
Ministry.
And like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So one of the questions we often get is, you know, here's my personnel budget. It's, you know, 50, 60% or whatever it may be of my total budget. How does that compare? Or is that too much? Or is that too low?
Is that too much?
Yeah. So,
exactly.
I mean, that's the question we get. And Envelope 3 helps you answer that question because you can put it in there and say, you can see better, you know, where things stack up in those three big envelopes. Am I spending too much on facilities? Am I not spending enough in ministry and missions? Because we would all love to spend more on ministry and missions, I would hope, in the church. But often That's the leftover envelope, so to speak, because we always focus on, all right, we got to pay our bills in operations and we got to pay our people and the personnel. And then what's left kind of gets divvied up. And so this kind of helps you see that clearly and understand and better maybe able to use those funds down the road and kind of make adjustments that are needed.
Yeah, Jonathan, that's exactly right. It really does answer some of the most common questions that pastors have about their church budget.
So what's one of the common questions you get about church budgets?
The one that you actually just asked is probably the most common, and that's how much should my personnel budget be?
And the answer, Dr. Rainer, is
it depends.
It depends.
Yeah,
and that's exactly right. That is exactly the right answer, because every church has a different structure. You know, a church plant is going to be different than a church that's been around for 50 years. They're going to have different expenses.
And a church with debt versus no debt would be different.
Exactly, and this particular tool helps you filter through those pieces.
All right, talk to us about. I've seen the functionality. I've seen the user interface and user experience of Envelope 3. Many of the listeners will not, and I just got to tell the listeners, this is an incredible tool, and it can do so many things. And the visuals are just off the charts.
Yeah, I was blown away by that.
Yeah,
how well it puts everything together and how easy it is to see it.
I know that the listening audience, we'll give them opportunity to go there, but I know the listening audience does not have the advantage that the three of us have had in seeing it. Give us just two or three of the features, Art.
So one of the features is that first one, the analytical tool. And once again, it allows you to compare your say personnel budget with other churches of like size or like budget.
But other categories too, right?
That's right, and your operations, and then and some of the line items that fall under that. In the ministry area, we break down the different ministries that are common in churches, whether it's the children's ministry, worship ministry, the adult ministry. We broke those down, so you're able to, you're not just comparing the three main categories, but you're comparing a lot of subcategories under those main categories as well. In addition to that, we have a resource section, and this is a section that's rapidly growing at this point. We're adding a lot to it. We have plans to continue to add to it, where we're interviewing experts in the field that relate to budgeting or facilities or personnel. So we spend a little bit of time with them and provide those videos, those interviews for Envelope 3 members. And then we also have some guides that we provide. You know, one of the most, another common question that I had when I was an administrative pastor was, how much should I pay a guest pastor or guest preacher? Mm-hmm. And so in there, you've actually found a guide or a formula to help you do just that. Or how much should I budget for this upcoming year? How much should I expect on a revenue side for the upcoming budget year? And we provide a guide that actually helps you figure that out, as opposed to just estimating or guessing what you think may happen. We actually provide some real formulas for you. And then finally, we have a community section, and that's where you can go in and you can throw out a question to pastors and church administrators about just some of the issues that maybe you're facing at your church, and they help rally around, help answer those very questions, and so that's been exciting to see as well.
And we have talked about comparing. I want to be explicitly clear that you are keeping a current database of budgets that are coming in on a regular basis, and so they're comparing their budget to other budgets. Correct.
That's exactly right. I'm not sure if I can say this officially, but I don't know of any other organization that has as many full church budgets as Envelope 3 at this.
I don't know of any, and I work with churches too.
You would know a thing or two.
I work with churches too, Art, and I don't know of any that had this type of database of input budgets.
That's right. I mean, because we're not just talking about salaries, which there's a number of places that do that, but we're talking about the entire church budget.
Exactly.
And so that's what really distinguishes this from maybe some other sites that that pastors have seen.
All right. Got to do one last question before we sign off, Art. The cost of this is $19.97 a year. That's ridiculous, son. I mean,
in a good way.
That is so low. I thought I raised you better than this. How on earth are you charging $19.97 a year for something as robust as Envelope 3. What are you thinking?
Well, I admittedly, we are taking a little bit of a gamble with the price. In fact, when we originally introduced Envelope 3, it was at almost $200. And we offered a couple of discounts. And what we saw is through the discounts is we saw some churches that entered into Envelope 3 that had an annual budget of, some of them had it was $100,000. Some of them were less than $100,000. And what I knew is that that particular church, even though they needed this product, that unless the price was lower, there's no way that they would be able to continue to access it at a more expensive price. And as you mentioned, I am passionate about the local church. I love the local church, and it pained me to realize that there's a number of churches out there that wouldn't be able to afford Envelope 3. And so, admittedly, once again, we've taken a little bit of a risk. We completely slashed the price so that any church, whether you have a $2 million budget, which we have quite a few of those in there, all the way down to a $50,000 budget, you can afford it, because we're talking about 1997.
You're talking about a nickel a day,
$20 a year. Correct.
That is unbelievable.
That's cheap.
That is really inexpensive, especially once they begin to see it. And Jonathan, you're going to make this available for our listeners.
Yeah. And I'll link there. I got one question or one comment.
Yeah.
Art's talking about having all this budget information. It's not being shared.
Yeah.
So no. I know people,
not
you know, there's
all.
Been a lot of concern lately, you know, privacy, online stuff.
No.
You don't have to worry about this, you know,
your
information.
Your church budget is not being shared anywhere.
It's just, it's coded into a key. I mean, it's basically just used for comparison purposes only. Your name's not on it. Your church's name's not on it. And so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Just want to allay some of those concerns.
That's exactly right. Thank you for pointing that out.
So we have the link for you to sign up for Envelope 3. Going into it now, before I talk sense into my son about this outrageous.
Yeah, we need to have a little marketing meeting later.
Wow, 1997 a year before he finds out the gamble didn't work. So going and sign up for a year. real quick question, Art. We need to sign off. You got a book out called Money Challenge, and you got an upcoming book. Give us just a quick preview.
Yeah. So I've been very pleased with the response with the Money Challenge that has been out for about a year now.
We've got a podcast on that, by the way.
We do.
That's right.
There's a last year.
Link to the Money Challenge podcast.
This summer, a book called The Marriage Challenge, which is a finance guide for married couples, will be released.
And, or for engaged couples.
Or for engaged couples. Newlywed couples. I am thrilled about this particular book. As we know, money is an issue in marriages. The statistics continue to show us that. In fact, if you argue about money as a couple, that is the best indicator that you're going to eventually have a future divorce. At least that's what studies show us. And so it's a big, big deal. And so what the Marriage Challenge is not only walks you through how to get financially healthy, but it walks you through how to find oneness and purpose in your finances as a married couple, and to pursue something much greater than just financial health. Financial health is a good thing, but as I said with the Money Challenge, now the Marriage Challenge, it's a means to a much more significant, more exciting, more adventurous, and that's advancing God's kingdom.
And when is the Marriage Challenge release?
It will be this summer. June 1 is the scheduled release date, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds absolutely great to me. Thank you, Art, for being on this podcast. It's an incredible resource. I love to point our listeners to resources like this. Thank you for doing that, and please hug my grandchildren for me.
I will do.
I will miss seeing them. Jonathan, we're thankful for Art, but we're always thankful for our original ongoing sponsor, Vanderbloom and Search Group.
Yeah, our friends at Vanderbloom and Search Group help churches and ministries build great teams by finding key church staff, and also have a ton of resources around team building. Their newest addition is the Culture Tool, a free comprehensive staff engagement survey to help you build, run, and keep a great team. You can find out more about this tool at theculturetool.com. That is theculturetool.com. Com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
One of the great things I like about this podcast, Jonathan, in addition to the fact that you're the host of it, is that we have guests like Art who can introduce us to some of the great resources for our churches. We have passion for the local church, and Envelope 3 has to be one of the best that is out there. So I encourage our listeners to grab it real quickly, and you'll just be amazed at what $19.97 a year can buy for you.
All right. Well, thanks again, Art, for being with us, and thank you for listening to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and in your favorite podcasting app, and join us online at TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.